Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A week ago on Saturday evening, the NFL Today on CBS.
Yeah, he is special. And you know, Bill, there's something else special here. Hey, who's this big fella?
I'm David Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And on behalf of all of those of us who love this game, I want to thank you for all you've done for the game, for all you're going to do for the game. And I want to welcome you to Canton, Ohio, where your bronze
bat,
legacy.
How about that, Bill?
Congratulations.
Former Steelers head coach, current analyst of the NFL Today on CBS. From Crafton to Canton, we welcome the newest Hall of Famer, Bill Cowher. Bill, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you, Larry. Never gets old listening to that, but yeah, that was a pretty surreal moment for me last Saturday night, no doubt.
Well, it was surreal for all of us Steelers fans who were watching live in real time and not expecting that to happen either. And I think a lot of us, especially those of us that know you maybe a little better, were just so tickled that the way they did this for the Centennial class was really stunning. And I know you were surprised, weren't you, truly?
Oh, absolutely I was. You know, they did the vote last Wednesday, and I really didn't hear anything from anybody. And I went into there on Saturday morning. As a matter of fact, my wife and I, V and I, were sitting at the coffee table and having coffee, and I just told her, I don't think I'm going to get in, and I'm okay with it. I said, I'm going to bring some closure to this. I'm okay. It's out there, and there's a lot of worthy guys that were on that list, and I didn't think I was going to be one of them and to go into the Hall of Fame. And I went into the left to go to the production meeting before we went on the show, and nobody said anything to me about it at all. And I thought, well, they probably are giving me my space respectfully. And I thought, you know, good. No one's, you know, not even asking me because they know if I heard something, I'd let them know. And so I had total closure to it. And then when that happened on that night, and when Phil Simms says, oh, who's this? And when you see David Baker, you know what he represents. And yeah, it was really trying to process a lot of information in a short period of time, and it was pretty special.
Bill, as David Baker, the president of the Hall of Fame, said, nearly 30,000 players and coaches in this league, and you're the 327th, and 182 of you are living. That makes you a bit less than one percenter in this world. That is extraordinary. I guess that's hard to gather in your mind, you know, just being a Crafton guy.
You know, you're talking about being in there as a 13th coach, and Jimmy was a 14th coach, with guys like Vince Lombardi, with Chuck Knoll. I was Sid Gilman, with Paul Brown. I mean, this is a pretty elite group of people, and so it's just, wow, you know, you sit back and think about it, it just continues to just amaze, and you feel so humbled and privileged and honored, and to be able to get an award like this, and to be able to, you know, say you're in this very elite group, it's pretty special.
Well, Art Rooney II, as you well know, the president of the Steelers and the organization, just tickled with you and Donnie Schell this week, and we hope Troy Polamalu, Super Bowl weekend, and Alan Faneca perhaps, but you're in elite company. And one thing you said really struck me. You were so young when you were hired as coach at 34, spent 15 seasons, 149 regular season victories, a Super Bowl champion. And you said that working with the organization made you a better coach, a better man, a better father, and overall just a better person.
Yeah, I mean, it really was, Larry. You know, when I came there as a young, brash coach at the age of 34 with very, very young children. And, you know, as I sat there for 15 years, and so blessed to be able to come back to my hometown, for my parents to see their grandkids, to watch them grow up, and to that, for my kids to grow up in the same culture that I grew up in. And, you know, I grew up in Crafton, and they grew up in Fox Chapel on the other side of the river. And, you know, but it was still the same elements that exist in Pittsburgh. You know, there's a grittiness, there's a determination, there's a prideness that goes with doing the right thing, surrounding yourself with the right people, and, you know, and holding yourself accountable for whatever takes place. And, you know, and to be able to, you know, go through those 15 years to be there and to hand Mr. Rooney that trophy in my 14th year was really special. And like I said, you know, I became a better coach. But I also became a better husband, a better father, and like you said, just a better person when I left there because of guys like Dan Rooney, Art Rooney, and the culture that they had down in that building.
One of the greatest stories I got to do, I had an on-the-job series. I flew to New York, spent a weekend with you and the team from the NFL Today in your rookie year, and I asked you the same question then. Are you coming back to coaching? And you seem pretty confident that you liked this new life because it gave you, it kept you in the game, but allowed you to spend more family time, which proved to be really important. And we're back with Bill Cowher. So, Bill, you were just saying now you made a life choice to be more family.
Yeah,
you could have gone back and coaching, I'm sure, dozens of times.
And it never really came to that because I think when I got out of it, I actually had put in closure to my career. I didn't, you know, there was no better organization in the National Football League. I stepped down on my own volition. And like I said, you know, as I was starting to do my TV job, I found out that I did have more balance in my life and I was able to enjoy more of the offseason and do things I could never do before. And, you know, and I think that I found myself at CBS just to find a great group of people, and the organization is a class act, and I enjoy the guys I work with, and I enjoy every Sunday to be able to talk about a game I love that's given me everything I've had. But, you know, there is an off season now. I do have an opportunity to get away and to travel and spend more time with family, and I have found that I'm very much at peace with where I am.
Well, you're a credit to this city. You're a credit to your family and this organization, and we're really happy for you, Bill. This is a special time, and I know with your three daughters, five grandkids, and B, you're having a rich life overall. It must be surreal, and we can't wait to show up in force in Canton, Ohio in August, my friend.
Well, I appreciate everybody in Pittsburgh, man. The support I had, the fan base there, the people were fantastic. And you're right, I'm one of them, and I've always will be, and I've always said you can take the people out of Pittsburgh, but you'll never take the Pittsburgh out of people. And that's the truth. And thank you, Larry. It's always great to get to know you. And Emma, the years we spent with the AAU basketball with our daughters, and it was really special. And like I said, those are relationships that they never end. They just have little periods of time in between before we get back together again.
You're doing a great job on The NFL Today on CBS. We'll let you get to work. You're in the middle of a work week. Thanks for taking time for us here in the Berg, Bill. Good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you.
And get used to this. Hall of Famer Bill Cowher on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. What a great moment that was to see live on CBS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.